Hotel Camelot stood proud, high on the windswept headland of Tintagel. Its windows looked out over the tempestuous Celtic Sea. Morgan wandered down the long, winding drive leading up to the hotel. The structure certainly looked much more like a castle than it did a bed and breakfast. The four corners of Hotel Camelot rose much taller than the rest of the building. Each turret adorned with a Cornish flag waving in the breeze. At the top of the hotel's four walls, the thick stone had been given a toothed effect. It was the sort of thing you might find beautifully described in a fairy tale. But Morgan knew that, historically, the uneven top to a castle was about far more than beauty. Long, long ago, the raised part of the tooth-shaped parapet offered knights defending king and country a protected view of the land. It was clear to Morgan that the stunning Hotel Camelot had stood on this hilltop, surveying the coastline and guarding Arthur's ancient ruins for generations. But those decades were not a scratch on the history of Tintagel Castle, the ruins of which stood on the rocky clifftop behind Morgan. The castle had guarded this coastline from Saxon invaders for centuries. That's why Morgan had come here, to finally unravel the legend of King Arthur and see the ruins he left behind. History was Morgan's greatest passion. She'd seen ruins all over the world and watched the past crumbling away, worn down by the seasons, by tides, and by time. She'd watched the golden sun set over Machu Picchu and seen it rise on a crisp morning between the towering marble columns of the Parthenon in Athens. Tomorrow, Morgan would finally see where so many of the legends famed throughout the British Isles first been uttered into history. Stories travelled differently back then. They were carried across land and time by word of mouth. Mother to son, father to daughter, that's how the story of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table would have been told. That boy or girl would one day grow up and retell the same tale to their own children. That's how history was recorded in the Dark Ages, when Arthur was said to have lived. Morgan thought it was better that way. A book, however good the tale between its pages, could be easily lost. Its long and winding story quickly forgotten without the ink and paper. But a well-told story, shaped by a silver tongue, filled the air around you and crept into your bones. It stuck in your mind